Muy buenos días a todos los que nos están viendo a través del satélite Amazonas y el satélite Ultrasat 8.
Good morning to everyone seeing us through the satellite Amazonas and the satellite Eutelsat 8 in the different countries. And also to all those who are present here, ministers from different countries. And they did not list our brother, the Reverend Patricio Lara. It was then for me to welcome Patricio Lara. So let's give Reverend Patricio Lara a round of applause. Look, he received his own applause. Well, Patricio, may God bless you. And it was because he wasn't listed. But he is also with us. And anyone else who was not listed, forgive us. May you all be welcome. May God bless you all greatly. And also to you, Reverend Andres Cruz Gallegos, all that line that you were reading to us is very important, which today we are in full fulfillment. We have already been seen. You may please be seated. A few minutes. Andres, you can sit somewhere just in case. You're then there. We have already been seen everything that God is carrying out according to the Scriptures. And the promise for the church bride is that she would be receiving in this end time her freedom. Freedom from what? Freedom from these corruptible and temporary bodies to an eternal and glorified body. When? In the year of Jubilee. In the time when the trumpet was sounded. And whoever wished to go free at the sound of the trumpet could do so. That day was the day of jubilee, of rejoicing. The one who did not want to be freed, although he heard the sound of the trumpet and wanted to remain a slave, he wasn't freed. Rather, an owl was passed through the ear. He remained marked as not wanting to be liberated. The 50th year is the year of Jubilee. Jesus, in his first coming notice, was fulfilling there the 50th year, the 50th day. Day of liberation. He fulfilled that there in the spiritual realm, where we were translated from the kingdom of darkness and were placed in the kingdom of light, in the spiritual realm. In his second coming, we have seen some drawings that our brother William made, how in the first pyramid he placed 50, and in the second he placed 100. Notice, it was in the second jubilee of Abraham that the promised son came. Now notice that all of that, both for the church bride as for Israel, that trumpet is sounded, because what the seventh seal is for the church, the bride, is the seventh trumpet for Israel. The Son of Man, the coming of the Son of Man, the seventh seal for the church, the angels, the two olive trees, Moses and Elijah for Israel. Notice in this message, let us give a few minutes. They are around the exit. Remember, I'm going to leave for a moment, and the technicians can place the still small voice will I go down there? Ahead is coming the Rabbi Moshe. He's coming first. Then comes the other van, the bus. There, when they brought me the cake at the end, he told me to serve it. And I cut the little piece there. And I was serving each little plate to them, the little piece of cake. And you already know, the mind starts running and seeing all those scriptures being fulfilled, where Joseph's brothers came looking for food in Egypt, and the only place where there was food was where Joseph was. Something so simple there. And then I saw the logo that was made in the pamphlet where the world was printed. The world was placed there, blurred, grayish. And coming from the location of Puerto Rico, the drawing of the island of Puerto Rico in the color of the flag. In other words, the only place where there was color in that land is Puerto Rico, and everything else without color, let's say in black and white. And he wanted to do it like that, and I did also. And he said, no, allow Puerto Rico to stand out. He can't even imagine that God also inspired him that there is the only place where there is spiritual food, bread of life, which is that spirit that will return to Israel in the fulfillment of Ezekiel chapter 37, where those bones were joined together, each bone with its bone. Then the sinews, then the flesh, then came skin over the flesh. And there was no spirit there. But it says that, it said, speak to the four winds. And Brother Branham says, and in the writings of our Brother William, that the Spirit of God would enter to Israel in human flesh. In other words, where Joseph's brothers saw Joseph, and they received food because it was scarce. There was no more. It was in Egypt where Joseph was, who had been placed as viceroy there at that time. Viceroy. In other words, he was placed. In other words, he was placed by Pharaoh over all dominion. After Pharaoh was Joseph. They did not even know that he was their brother. And he gave them food. It is like when they went looking for Elisha. Where is he? Come, I will take you. They're walking with him there. And they did not know that he was the one they were looking for. Notice how when God veils a person, the mystery of where God is working, there is no way for them to see. Joseph was there distributing the food, even giving them presents. Here we also gave them presents, little gifts, as a token of love. And they receive them with much love. But notice, when God removes the veil, it says that they will take, if we can find it there real quick, it says that they will take the gospel or the message to where the Gentiles never could. or have taken it. In other words, what is happening is something so big and at the same time so simple that everything goes so fast and something happens and the next one's right behind it and the next one and the next one. And in one, look, I think that's him. I think I see the van. I'm going to ask my wife and my family to please pass along there. And Jorge, they are asking for translation because he didn't come, the other one. He's coming right behind. So, we're going to play the still small voice and we're going to remain still while we're going to see how everything is going to develop. I still don't have any. We have not prepared anything yet. So, as God leads, that's how it is. Be praying for God to be pleased and for God to work in the midst of them as well, in the portion belonging for today. Notice, by looking, Peter on one occasion said back then, I read to you that he said to the one who was asking for alms, and what Peter said was, look at me. Just a look of attention was all. There is a great deal of emotion that, as Peter said back then, they could tell him, but Peter, what happened? I don't see you like hands. I don't see the roles. What happened is that I have the word fulfilled by my side. I told him, you may be seated. Thank you, Andresito. He can't hear me there. God bless you, Andresito. Thank you for everything. Thank you for those words. You owe us the second part. I was telling the family, as they said goodbye, they took fruit because not all of them were there. A lot of them had already left during the early morning and this morning. And in the afternoon, some are leaving and they stayed. About half or less arrived. Others, because they were shy, they did not get off the bus. And notice how in such a simple way, while the bride is in the palace, Joseph was there with his brothers. Which will also be so at the moment when the bride is there in the marriage supper of the Lamb. But those 144,000, notice, they are sealed before the great tribulation begins. Remember that they have 3.5 years left of the 70th week of the prophecy of Daniel to be fulfilled to Israel as a nation. Because God deals with the Hebrew people as a nation and with the bride as individuals. And I was telling them there that now I feel what Joseph felt when he said, and he could not contain himself. He had to leave so he would not cry in front of them. So I almost started, tears almost streamed down, because by seeing what for 2,000 years they have to try to convert the Hebrew people to the Anointed One, to the Messiah, and they have not been able to. And to see that approach, it is because we have little time left on this planet Earth, to see rabbis from different countries, from Israel and from all places, stepping on the place where the pillar of fire is working. There are no words. The only thing one can say is God fulfilling the prophecies, God fulfilling what was promised. And to feel, to live with our own eyes, and to touch what Brother Branham said, referring to the bride, referring to the Hebrew people. I can almost stretch out my hand to take it. There, he was referring to all these things that we have been seeing. And to feel that love that our beloved brother William Soto Santiago felt for the Hebrew people. Now, even more so, we feel it. It burns. That love that he also felt while he was in his earthly body for the Hebrew people. It is a mix, as we say, of feelings, of so many things that we thank God who has granted us to see what other prophets wish to see and to hear what other prophets wish to hear and to be the actors of that great program. And with all this happening, let us be alert, because at any moment, when he turns to Israel, the bride must already be prepared. Remember that the door was closed, and then there was no opportunity to enter in. The door of the dispensation of grace was closed, and a new dispensation was opened, the dispensation of the kingdom. And through that door, we have been placed there in the cornerstone, in the age of the cornerstone and dispensation of the kingdom, which at some point will be closed. And then no one will be able to enter into that dispensation. It will have a term that will cover up to 1,000 years. So therefore, they did this to me. Look, I had kept it. Rabbi Moshe gave this to me as a gift. He specifically brought it from there. But I'm kind of used to it not falling off. But if it's there as well, we have no issues. If we have to wear a kippah, we wear it. Remember that the age is a Jewish age. It began with Jews, and it ends with Jews. Remember that the 10 tribes were scattered all over the world. We are now understanding each time more what God's simplicity is, and we can understand each time more what He said. It will be so simple that if you do not watch, it will pass by you. He said that on page 19. Also in 152. Let's look at 19. Many miss him by the way he reveals himself. Now, man has their own ideas of what God ought to be and what God is going to do. And as I have made the old statement many times, that man still remains man. Man is always giving God praise for what he did do and always looking forward to what he will do and ignoring what he is doing. See? See? That's the way they miss it. They look back and see what great thing he done but they fail to see what a simple thing he used to do it with. See? And then they look forward and see a great thing coming. That's going to happen. And 9 times out of 10, it's already happening right around them. And it's so simple that they don't know it. Notice on 176, also tells us a little bit there. Now, a mysterious thing now, when the beast told John, just come and see. And he didn't see what it was. He just saw a symbol. And that symbol, he said, come see. But he saw a symbol that he was to symbolize it to the church in a way that they would watch until it came to the last age and the seal would be open. Now, everyone understand that now, see, the seal would be opened. And aren't you happy to be living in this day? That, see, not only that, friends, but always remember now, last Sunday morning, where the whole thing was based on simplicity. Notice that, where all this is based. What? What the seal is. The seals. How God was revealing Himself, and how He would reveal Himself in the fulfillment of His coming. In simplicity. See? Simple, humble. Happens in such a way that people just go right on by and don't even know it happens. And remember, we're looking for the coming of the Lord anytime. And I made a statement that I perhaps the rapture would be the same way. You'll be gone over and no one will know nothing about it. It'll just come like that. And we could say, as our brother William would always say at the end, when he would talk a little bit about something and he said, let's leave this alone there. And he wanted to say so much that at the end he would say, it's as simple as that. I hope to hear those words once again when he tells us, for you to see what I told you, that was as simple as what you were receiving in the fulfillment of the 10th vision. As simple as that. Everything in simplicity. And glory and honor to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel. May He receive our praise, our thanks for having placed us to live in this time. We're going to sing a song of praise. The director of songs, our brother Jose Guillermo, please. Lead us in a song. I don't know if they have a song prepared. The one of the King of Righteousness. I don't know if our brother Luis Young is around as well. He can sing that song. And then we have some words of greetings from the missionary Miguel Bermudez Marin, who for sure is there, as happy as we are, that God has allowed him to live and see what he was waiting for as well. I thank God for keeping him alive to see that promise being fulfilled in development, both for the bride, for the 144,000, and the sleeping virgins. Delight me, Lord, with your revelation. Sweeten my life with your word. Lead me in the path of righteousness. Sanctify me to live before your presence. Restore my heart to your love. Never depart from me. Be my strength in my weakness. Forever is your mercy. King of righteousness and of love, you are for the people that loves you. Those who have come from you, that call upon your name and praise thee. King of righteousness and of love, you are for the people that loves you. Those who have come from you, that call upon your name and praise thee. I love you, my King, my Joseph. To sing to you and serve you is an honor. Accept, O Lord, this praise from this people who loves you and give you praise. Restore my heart to your love. Never depart from me. Be my strength in my weakness. Forever is your mercy. King of righteousness and of love, you are for the people that loves you. Those who have come from you, that call upon your name and praise thee. King of righteousness and of love, you are for the people that loves you. Those who have come from you, that call upon your name and praise thee. That call upon your name and praise thee. The glory and honor for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. our Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our God. We leave with us our beloved brother and friend, the international missionary, Miguel Bermudez Marin. Thank you very much, missionary Miguel Bermudez Marin. May God continue to bless you greatly. And I also thank God for allowing you to see, like us, to see the fulfillment of the prophecies pertaining to this end time. May He continue allowing you to see everything that is still needed to be seen, and us as well. May God keep us healthy, keep us strong, and also to you, missionary Miguel Bermudez Marin, until we see them all fulfilled. There was one of the rabbis, when he got down, he was speaking there. I did not understand him. And the one who was translating for me, Isamar, tells me he's reading or he's quoting a psalm, that is, psalm for the dedication of the temple. And Moshe there says, Moshe told him, it's very good, that it was okay for him to do what he was doing. He got down and immediately began to speak. And there, so that later you have it there, Psalm 30 was the psalm that he read there, that he quoted. He recited there. And that, for sure, was an inspiration there. Because look at that psalm, what it says. I think it was recorded there, right? I will exalt Thee, O Lord, for Thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto Thee, and Thou hast healed me. O Lord, Thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. For His anger endureth but a moment. Psalm 2, I remember that it speaks about that as well. For His anger endureth but a moment, and His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And here in this Bible, He draws Star of David. And He writes here on the side, Malachi 4, 1, 2. Isaiah 60, 1 and on. Hey, how amazing, right? We should check the other Bible, which is the one he used the most, to see what he wrote there. And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cry to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I make supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to Thee, and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto Thee forever. That was the psalm that the rabbi was reading there. And also notice, today, it coincided with the day of Pentecost in the midst of Christianity. 50 days falls today, if you search it there. It falls today, Sunday, in Christianity, Pentecost. And we have to see at what time around when they arrived, because Abraham was telling me that it was about 11 something, and I was confirming in the document at 11:20 in the morning. I was born. Look at so much coincidence, how they arrived around that time. And also at noon, if you search during Jeremiah, Brother Miguel read Jeremiah, which I appreciate that portion that he read to me, and that he left it also recorded in my cell phone this morning. In Genesis, chapter 43, verse 16, it says here, and when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of his house, bring these men home, and slay and make ready, for this man shall dine with me at noon. And there he draws Star of David. And in verse 25 as well, there it also tells about that hour of noon. And they made ready the present against Joseph come at noon, for they had heard that they should eat bread there. Where was that mountain of bread seen behind the curtains? In a great tent cathedral. There is where the food is, both for the church bride as well as for the Hebrews, the 144,000. Because it was prophesied, it was said that they would see him in the midst of the church. This is the one we have been waiting for. Where were they going to see him? In the midst of the Gentiles. Notice how everything is being fulfilled in such a simple way. So therefore, we will then be leaving in this subject that we have for today, very important, the gospel will return to the Jews. And this subject happens to be for today, preached on Sunday, September 14th of 2014 in Cali, Colombia. So, we immediately leave with us in this subject, the gospel will return to the Jews, our appreciated brother and friend, Dr. William Soto Santiago. Let us bow our heads. Kind-hearted Heavenly Father, we come before your presence with thanksgivings before you. For this beautiful activity you allow us to have, for your presence among your people, as you have always done so. Thank you, Lord, for making known to us the mysteries contained in the thunders, and for having received your coming, Lord. God of the glory, continue opening our understanding, the Scriptures. Continue confirming us in the faith of your coming, and increase our faith, Lord, until we reach that perfect faith of our transformation, the rapture in faith, Lord. Father, look at the Hebrew people who are impatiently searching for you, Lord. May you soon open their spiritual eyes, and may they see you and receive you, so that they enter into the dispensation of the kingdom, and to be sealed, Lord, with the seal of the living God. God of the glory, and also the sleeping virgins, be with them as well, Lord. And may you fill these vessels, Lord, with your presence, with your fullness, and that, Father, you shake this world soon and show that it is you who is always there. And then you will continue being in the midst of your church. Father, God of the glory, keep us in the path where we are about to walk on. And Lord, may you allow us to meditate in all these things that are happening in your program. in that, Father, today it has been made known to the people this such an important step and this stage that has been opened in this day of Jubilee, year of Jubilee of my life. Eternal God, I thank you. Thank you because you always hear me. Lord, dismiss your people in peace. Keep us. Deliver us from all danger. And that soon, Lord, you fulfill the promise of the resurrection in our transformation. We dedicate ourselves to you in soul, spirit, and body. We surrender, Lord, our lives, as we have always done so for your service. And use us, Lord, greatly at this end time, in favor of all of mankind. In your eternal and glorious name, as Son of David, William, King of kings and Lord of lords, amen and amen. May God bless you and keep you all.